All dogs should eat a pH-balanced alkaline diet. An alkaline diet reduces health risks and can also reduce scratching, shedding, and hot spots. So does this mean you need to check your dog's pH balance? No, because Canine Caviar has created the first and only alkaline dog food that is pH balanced. It also has the highest metabolized calories. What does this mean? Your dog needs to eat less. Get a healthier dog and save money with Canine Caviar products. Find them at your local pet supply store or online at caninecaviar.com.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
If you have cats, I bet you didn't realize there's a connection between common health problems in cats to the type of litter you use. Ammonia forms in the litter box and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, panting, and even upper respiratory infections. You can stop this by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. It has patented technology that stops ammonia from forming, with all profits going to help animals in need. Available now at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1128 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1128 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1128.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. Your next dog, or even your parents' or grandparents' next dog, might very well be a robot. You see, Hasbro has launched a new lifelike robotic dog this month. It's a companion pet pup to go with their companion pet cat that's already been on the market. Now, both are designed to bring comfort and companionship to aging adults. And they say the robotic cat, with its really soft fur, kind of gently vibrates when it purrs. And the puppy will bark and then, you know, cock its head, that little head tilt, when you speak to it. But those are not the only pet robots or robot pets on the market. Hansa Creations sells a collection of interactive cats and dogs of different various breeds, while Paro, the cuddly seal robot, was developed earlier by Japan's National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology, and it's used as an interactive therapeutic tool in hospitals and senior living facilities all around the world. But the big question, I mean, don't we all love seniors and animals? So are they effective at offering the same health benefits as our real-life animal friends? Mm-hmm. Well, according to a few small studies, they might be, but more research is needed. Still, it looks good now. One of the first studies being done in a nursing home, it showed that a robot companion can be a big benefit to seniors and can even be as effective as a living animal.
Really? Another,
really? 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 Now, I will get to some things that will, you'll go, okay, that makes sense. But remember, a lot of these people, too, have, they call it confused, but might have dementia.
Ah.
So it's a different world for them. Another study with the seal robot Paro, They studied two groups of seniors for 3 months, where participants in both groups completed tests beforehand that measured their loneliness, depression, what they thought their quality of life was. And researchers found that loneliness scores decreased in the group that spent time with Paro, the robot seal, but loneliness scores actually went up. They increased in the control group, and that was a group that had done various things like field trips. They played bingo and did other social activities while the others were playing with Paro. When interviewed, some of the people in nursing homes said they actually preferred robot pets because they wouldn't have to worry about them if they had to be admitted to a hospital. However, the authors of the study caution that social policies which might make robotic pets more accessible and affordable, such as to socially isolated seniors living in institutional settings, that those policies should be weighed against policies making living animals more accessible and affordable to everybody. You know, in other words, is it going to offset the good that rescuing a live animal might do?
Sure. But I gotta say, if there was, for me, and I'm not a senior yet, or much of a senior yet, I don't think that I would feel any less isolated or lonely from a machine or a robot. But you're saying that the seniors with dementia that probably don't even know the difference, even know that this is a robot, they're finding it effective.
Correct.
Well, what about you, Judy? Would you feel less lonely if you had a robot pet as opposed to a live pet?
You know, it's one of those things I couldn't really answer until I was placed in that position. I mean, I guess it would be better than nothing. And I guess I don't know what my mental state would be. And, you know, if I were still sharp, again, I wouldn't have to worry if I did have to be hospitalized, what would happen to the animal. That's always a concern, is who's going to take care of it.
Right. So exactly what you said, Judy, because some of them had to be in their right mind to realize that they would be better off with a robotic pet, like you said, if they have to be hospitalized.
Right.
Yeah. What about the effect? I mean, people have friendships with people on the internet. And not to say that having some connection to someone across a computer isn't significant, even though it's not a living being. So why couldn't a person have a connection to a robo-animal?
Well, because it is a living being on the other side there of the computer.
Yeah, but you can't touch them. You can't be.
No, but you know there's somebody there that's making decisions to be there with you.
These robotic animals, at least there's something tangible you can touch, you can hug, you can sleep with, you can cuddle.
Something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Get a stuffed animal. Jeez.
I'm thinking that our show Booker,
yes,
might have to call, you know, Hansa Creations or the National Institute in Japan of their Advanced Industrial Science and Tech.
Can you get Guido on that? Because I think we should talk to them.
Yes, we should.
I'm sorry. I just had to put my two cents in there.
Hey, I absolutely understand. Here's a little bit more. The Missouri University Research Center for Human-Animal Interaction is introducing a new program. I love this. It's called the Feline Friends Project, and that is going to pair children with autism with a cat. And they're going to study the impact that the cat has on the child's anxiety level and social skills. Both are, you know, problem areas for kids with autism or on the spectrum. The center has published several studies that show the benefits that children with autism receive from having pets in the home, like increased social skills, are way up because of the cat. So with this study, researchers hope to find possible benefits that are unique to the behaviors of cats, which we know can be underappreciated by people, right? But, you know, and here's what, you know, dogs are great companions, but many children with autism are really hearing sensitive, noise sensitive to the sound and loudness of a dog's bark. Mm-hmm. And a dog's playfulness can sometimes be viewed by autistic children as aggression. So you can see where, you know, a calm cat, certainly not a cat that bats and claws a lot, would be good. But experts believe the less aggressive and quieter behavior of cats is going to appeal to the children a great deal. And the Feline Friends Project, by the way, currently raising money to pay for food and other supplies that these cats are going to need throughout this study. So you can look them up if you'd like to be a behind-the-scenes supporter of this kind of research to benefit cats and autistic kids. I mean, how many cats do we have in shelters? So isn't that great?
Would be good.
It would be a win-win.
I agree, Judy. Pets, particularly dogs, pop up all the time in, you know, the presidential lives. Presidents become more popular all of a sudden when they get a puppy. There have been actually presidents who got an animal, a cat or a dog, when they needed to get favorable points from the public. Uh-huh. Looking back, Richard Nixon, they say, might never have even gotten to the White House if he hadn't used Checkers, the Cocker Spaniel, as a diversion from a campaign finance scandal. Lyndon Johnson posed for reasons we will never understand. He used to pick up his beagle by the ears. The decor at one Obama White House party was many variations on the theme of Bo. There, what is it, a Portuguese water hound?
Water dog,
is
yes.
Water dog, yeah. Now, this tradition goes way back. James Garfield had a Newfoundland, I love this name, Vito. That's a great name for a White House dog. Calvin Coolidge, did you know, had four cats, seven birds, nine dogs, two lion cubs, a raccoon, a bear, a wallaby, an antelope, and 13 ducks.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's a lot of man. That's a mini farm,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Now, the Clintons had Sox, the cat, and Buddy the lab when they were in the White House. But have you noticed you don't hear any stories about Donald Trump's animals?
Does he even have any?
Yeah.
They're saying no, he doesn't. And if he does, even his campaign people do not know about an animal in his life. There is some question, in fact, about whether he's even had an animal that he was friendly with. For a while, there was a story about Trump begging for prayers for a lab who was undergoing some major surgery. I'm sorry to say, though, that was a hoax.
Oh.
So think about this. If he wins the election, we could have the first president in history who will maybe refuse to pardon the Thanksgiving turkey.
Well, I think that'll be the least of our problems. But similar subject, Jerry Brown, his dog, you know, everybody's been very wrapped up in his dog. Jerry Brown.
He's the governor.
The governor of California. I'm sorry about that. Should have said that. Dog just passed. And it seems to be very emotional for a lot of people. A lot of organizations reporting that people are making comment about it. And his social media is blowing up about it. So sorry for that loss here.
Yeah, nothing grabs our heart like an animal. We all know what it's like to lose one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is Fear Free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified Fear Free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
I've heard of a Wonder Bra, but I wonder what Jill Nispel was thinking. The 35-year-old Floridian woman was recently arrested for stuffing her bra with a parrot. It was a rare green-winged parrot she stole from her employer, Baby Exotic Birds of Englewood. She then tried to trade the parrot for a vintage car. But when she told the car's owner about her bra-stuffing technique, he called a good friend of his, who just happened to be the owner of the bird shop she stole the bird from. The parrot was valued at $2,000, and the bra-stuffing bird snatcher was charged with grand theft. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, Relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.